It seems to me that when you're talking about dependent origination, craving, I thought that in Arahant, that all of that had ceased for an Arahant, that craving actually didn't arise.
Correct. There's debates over these areas, but an Arahant still has feelings and habits and feelings of pleasure and pain, comfort and discomfort and so forth. And then in this context, you could include the arising of unwholesome states that are appearing, but they're not being... There needs to be avijja, ignorance in the mixture, for the mind to be giving those any kind of substance or form. If there's vijja, if there's awareness, then there's the body, there's feelings and perceptions, but the mind is not relating to that in any kind of deluded or self-based way. There isn't anything there that could solidify or claim, create any kind of ownership in relationship to that. Does that make sense?
I think it does. I mean, you're talking about the transcendent when there's no I anywhere, mm-hmm. and you're just saying that these random aspects can still arise.
Like in the stories, I say the Mara coming along to the Buddha and trying to frighten him or to tempt him, and that's appearing in the mind of the Buddha. It's depicted mythologically as Mara coming along and voicing these, you know, if you wanted to, you could turn the whole Himalayas into solid gold. But it's clear that that's just a voice in the head, because it starts off by Mara trying to get that thought to be believed in. There's a dialogue between Mara and Moggallana, where Moggallana is saying, I know you're there, Mara. And Mara says, he can't know it's me. I'm hidden from him. He can't know it's me that's causing this trouble. And Moggallana says, I know it's you because I used to be your uncle, you know, in a previous lifetime. I know you. So there's often these dialogues. Mara's trying to create an influence without being seen, without being recognized. And so the response is, I know you, Mara, right? So the initial thing is a feeling of desire, a feeling of fear or of irritation and so on and so forth. And then the various arahants say, you know, I know you, Mara, I know what you are, I know what this is. So, but the initial impulse is like a thought in the mind or a feeling. That's how I read it. So that there's that effort to delude and trick just by seeming to be an internal impulse. Any comments on that?
Yeah. What's coming to mind is it's from the suttas where the Buddha is sitting somewhere and then this yaka, demon, comes up to him and touches him, and the Buddha pulls away. And the demon, or the yaka, is, you know, do you find me repulsive? Are you afraid of me, sort of thing? And mm-hmm. the Buddha says, no, but your touch is really unpleasant.
I think it was Suchiloma.
Oh, Suchiloma, yeah. I mean, the Buddha's not responding out of, I mean, it's unpleasant, and it's not comfortable, and why would you stick with that, or succumb to that, or take time to give it? You pull away. Then the same thing with, something like a thought in the mind, or a mood passing through. It's just a mood passing through. It's not given any credence, but it's recognized, seen and understood for what it is.
Suchiloma means needle hair. So that yaka's, the hairs on his body were so thick they were like needles. So it was like a porcupine, hedgehog. It was very uncomfortable to be close up to the Buddha.